Good to be with you this morning. Good to have the opportunity of sharing some thoughts with you. This morning our topic is, but they wouldn't hear. But they would not hear. How many times have you heard somebody say, I tried to tell so-and-so that they'd get in trouble with that, but they wouldn't listen. They wouldn't hear. I tried to tell so-and-so that they shouldn't do that, but they wouldn't listen. Been said by parents concerning their children. Been said by mothers concerning their daughters. I tried to tell her not to marry that druggie or alcoholic, but she wouldn't listen. Been said by fathers concerning their sons. I tried to tell them not to get into this, but they wouldn't listen. They got in trouble, got arrested, whatever. They just wouldn't listen. You know, sometimes we have to learn the hard way when it'd save us so much time and so much trouble and so much expense if we'd listen. But you know, God has the same problem with His children. A lot of times we just won't listen. God tries to tell us, and He always tells us for our good and for our benefit. And He wants the best for us. And you know, one of the oldest lies of the devil is that God just doesn't want us to have a good time. Isn't that what the children tell their parents when their parents try to tell them to stay out of things that are harmful for them? Daddy just didn't want us to have a good time. I'm not going to pay any attention to him. And that's what the serpent tried to tell Adam and Eve in the very beginning. Oh, you're not going to die. You won't get in trouble. God just doesn't want you to have a good time. Reason told you not to eat that fruit. But that's not true. Never has been. It's always true that when God tries to correct His children, that He tells us what's going to be best for us. So many times we get up the idea that God just doesn't want us to have any fun, just doesn't want us to enjoy life, and we won't listen. In Ezekiel 33 and verse 10, God said to Ezekiel, Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, If our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? But did they listen? Many times they wouldn't hear. If we were going to have a text for today's lesson, it'd be taken from Luke chapter 16, beginning with verse 27. We know the story of the rich man Lazarus. I'm not going to read the story because you all know it by heart. Well, as I do. He lived a life with God out of it. The beggar lived a godly life. He had it rough. When they died, things changed. The rich man had a good funeral. Said he was buried, but he woke up in the wrong place. He begged for Lazarus to bring him a drop of water to cool his parched tongue. That couldn't be. And picking up verse 27, then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. When he said father, he's talking to Father Abraham. That thou wouldest send him, Lazarus, to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. He knew they wouldn't hear Abraham, or he knew they wouldn't hear Moses and the prophets because he hadn't. And he didn't really have Moses and the prophets in person. He had their writing, had the scriptures of Moses and the prophet. He hadn't paid any attention to it. He hadn't listened. He wouldn't listen to it. He said, My brethren, they're not going to listen to it either. I want somebody to make an appearance from the beyond and come back and testify to them and warn them. He said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they'll repent. Abraham said, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither would they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. He said, even if Lazarus came back and tried to tell them, they wouldn't listen to him either. How sad it is when people won't listen and they get in trouble. You know, a lot of lessons we can learn from experience. A young man or a lady can refuse to listen to the advice that the parent tries to give and wind up in prison or paying a fine or something, but they can usually pay it off and put in their time and learn from experience, learn the hard way. A lot of times they get back and they live straight from then on because they learned their lesson. Sometimes they don't. Some of us are slow learners. But you know, when we wind up in the place that the rich man went, it's going to be too late. Too late to learn from experience and do anything about it. So it behooves us to listen. I think about Joseph. You know the story of Joseph, how that his brethren, they didn't like him. They were jealous of him. And they started to kill him, but one of them talked him out of that. And they said, well, here's some slave traders. Let's just sell him as a slave. Not waste him. Just sell him as a slave. And remember the story how that when the famine came and his father and his brethren had to go to Egypt and beg Joseph for something to eat, and then they found out who it was, how that they were so embarrassed and so gotten away with. Picking up with Genesis 42 and 21, they said one to another, we are verily guilty concerning our brother in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore, this distress has come upon us. We wouldn't listen to him. He begged us not to kill him and not to sell him as a slave. We should have listened, but we didn't. That's why all this trouble's come on. And Reuben answered them, saying, didn't I speak unto you, saying, do not sin against the child, and ye would not hear? Therefore, behold, also his blood is required on us. Reuben said, I tried to talk you out of it, and you wouldn't even listen to me. You wouldn't hear. So many times people get into some terrible circumstances because they won't listen. They just simply won't listen. Remember old Pharaoh? Moses tried to warn him. God said, let my people go. He said, who is the Lord that I should obey him? You know, that sounds blasphemous to us, doesn't it? Somebody saying, well, who is the Lord that I should listen to him? But you know, a lot of us seem to have the same attitude today. Who's the Bible? What's the Bible trying to tell me what I can and cannot do? Who is this Jesus that I should listen to him? Why should I pay any attention to him? And it says that Moses said, let my people, God said, let my people go, and you would not hear. What did it cost him? He lost his army in the Red Sea. He lost his, over the Jordan River, he lost his army. He lost his firstborn out of every house, lost a lot of his cattle and everything, all because he wouldn't listen. And in Deuteronomy 1, the Lord said unto me, say unto them, go not up, neither fight, for I'm not among you. They're trying to tell the children of Israel not to go up in this battle. But he says, I spake unto you, and you would not hear. But you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord and went presumptuously up into that hill. And they suffered a great defeat because they wouldn't listen. Deuteronomy 30. If your heart turns away so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land. God says, I'm telling you, if you won't listen, it's not going to be well with you. You're going to perish. Same thing's true today. If you listen to God, everything will be well with you. If you won't listen to God, nothing's going to work out right. In Deuteronomy, or in 2 Kings 17:13, yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets. Verse 14 says, notwithstanding they would not hear. but hardened their necks like to the neck of their fathers, and did not believe in the Lord their God, and they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he testified against them. And they followed vanity and became vain, and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them straitly that they should not do like them. And it says in verse 18, therefore the Lord was angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. What happened to them? Their enemies took them away, captive. They were servants in foreign lands because they wouldn't listen to God. We learn slowly, don't we? We won't listen today many times. Are things going to work out well with us when we fail to listen to God? Certainly not. 2 Kings 18, the king of Assyria did carry away Israel into Assyria and put them in Halah and in Habor by the river of Gozan and in the cities of the Medes, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant and all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded, and would not hear them nor do them. Said the, you were taken captive in all these places simply because you wouldn't listen to God. Nehemiah 9, verse 26 beginning, nevertheless they were disobedient and rebelled against thee, and cast thy law behind their backs, and slew thy prophets which testified against them to turn them to thee. And they wrought great provocations. Therefore thou deliveredst them into the hand of their enemies, who vexed them. And in the time of their trouble, when they cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven, and according to thy manifold mercies thou gavest them saviors, who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before thee. Therefore leftest thou them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven, and many times didst thou deliver them according to thy mercies, and testified against them, that thou mightest bring them again unto thy law. Yet they dealt proudly, and hearkened not unto thy commandments, but sinned against thy judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them, and withdrew the shoulder, and hardened the neck, and would not hear. Yet many years didst thou forbear them, and testified against them by thy spirit and thy prophets, yet would they not give ear. Therefore gavest thou them into the hand of the people of the land. So they get in trouble, they come running back to God. God will save them, deliver them out of trouble again. Then they won't hear him again, over and over. But one of these days, God's going to say, well, it's enough. You can go your own way. In Isaiah 39, this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. Proverbs 1, because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but you have said it not all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I'll mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices, and the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. In Isaiah, I believe it's chapter 59, the Lord said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought, and let him return unto the Lord, and he'll have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. In Psalm 66 and 18, psalmist said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. God says, if I call and you refuse, when you call, I won't be there either. Isaiah 1 and 15, when you spread forth your hands, I'll hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. What's the problem? They wouldn't hear God, so why should God hear them when they get in trouble for it? Isaiah 59 and 2, your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Isaiah 65:12. Therefore will I number you to the sword, and ye shall all bow down to the slaughter, because when I called, ye did not answer. When I spake, ye did not hear, but did evil before mine eyes, and chose that wherein I delighted not. Isaiah 66:4. I also will choose your delusions, and I'll bring their fears upon them. Because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear, but did evil before mine eyes, and chose that in which I delighted not. You know, I think we basically all know what God wants. I think many times we argue about what the Bible says and what it means and all, but we basically know what it is. A lot of times when we argue about it, we're just trying to get around it, aren't we? Now, come on, let's be honest. We just don't want to hear what God has to say many times. Jeremiah 13:17. But if ye will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, and mine eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. That's what Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, said. I'm weeping about it because you won't hear. You're going to be taken captive by your enemies. You're going to be made slaves in a foreign land because you wouldn't hear the Lord. Jeremiah 19:15. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I'll bring upon this city and upon all her towns all the evil that I've pronounced against it, because they've hardened their necks that they might not hear my words. Jeremiah 22:5. But if you will not hear these words, I swear by myself, saith the Lord, that this house shall become a desolation. Jeremiah 22:21. I spake unto thee in thy prosperity, but thou saidest, I will not hear. This hath been thy manner from thy youth, that thou shouldest not obey my voice. When things are going well with us, that's when we ought to be thanking God for our blessings, isn't it? You go back in Deuteronomy, and it says when your house, Deuteronomy 8, when your silver and gold is multiplied, and you built good houses and dwelt therein, then your heart's lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God that gave you all these blessings. And God says, I spake to you in your prosperity, but you said, I'm not going to hear. And this has been your manner from your youth up. Jeremiah 29:19. Because they have not hearkened to my word, saith the Lord, which I sent unto them by my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but ye would not hear, saith the Lord. Malachi 3:4. When they shall cry unto the Lord, but he will not hear them, he will even hide his face from them at that time, as they have behaved themselves ill in their doings. Ezekiel 12:1-2. The word of the Lord also came unto me, saying, Son of man, thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house, which have eyes to see and see not. They have ears to hear and hear not, for they are a rebellious house. Zechariah 1:4. Be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye now from your evil ways and from your evil doings, but they did not hear nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord. Zechariah 11:7. But they refused to hearken, pulled away the shoulder, and stopped their ears, that they should not hear. Zechariah 7:13. Therefore it come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. You know, there might come a time when we'd need to call upon the Lord right quick and have him respond and deliver us, mightn't there? But if we've not heard him when he pled with us, why should we expect him to hear us when we plead with him? In Malachi 2:2, if ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I'll curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. Luke 13:34. Jesus stood on the mountain and looked down at the city of Jerusalem, or looked over the city, and he said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. I know many of us came from the country, and we know how the old mother hen will spread her wings, and the little chicks will find shelter under her wings and protection. God said, I wanted to protect you that way, but you wouldn't hear. You wouldn't listen. He even says, I wept over you. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen doth gather her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. God doesn't want us to perish. And he's not going to tell us anything hurtful. But a lot of times we don't listen. We feel he just doesn't want us to have a good time. Remember the blind man that Jesus healed? They kept inquiring, well, who healed you? How'd you receive your sight? He tried to tell them Jesus did it. And they thought, oh, it couldn't be him. He's a sinner. We don't like him. Who did it? And he told them in verse 27, I told you already and you didn't hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will you be his disciple? If we don't listen the first time, why are we going to listen the second time? In Acts 3:22, quoting from Deuteronomy chapter 18, For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. You know who you think that's talking about? Moses prophesying about Jesus, that's who he's talking about. Moses truly said unto your fathers, unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. That's Deuteronomy 18, his quote. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Verse 23 of Acts 3 says, And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Oh, that doesn't mean that we're going to be destroyed from among the people here on earth, but we're going to be cut off from among the people of God. We're not going to be God's people if we won't hear Jesus. In Acts 57, Stephen tried to preach, or Acts 7:57, Stephen tried to preach to them, and they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran on him with one accord. 1 Corinthians 14:21, In the law it is written, With men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people, and yet for all that they will not hear me, saith the Lord. He's quoting again from the Old Testament, from Isaiah 28, For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backwards and be broken and snared and taken. You know, this book's serious. This book's instructions from our maker. It tells us how to live. It tells us what we're here for. If we won't listen, we're headed for trouble. In Revelation 3:20-22, Jesus said, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He said, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The Lord is standing and knocking today. Picture he paints here, he's standing knocking at our door. Oh, we can ignore him. We can go on having our worldly party. We can go on doing things the way we want to do them. We can pay him no attention. He's not going to force it on us. But he tells us that it's for our good, and we're headed for trouble if we won't listen. God tells us, except we repent, we're going to perish. Luke 13:3, he said it again in verse 5. Are we going to listen? He tells us that if we don't believe that he's the Son of God, we'll die in our sins. John 8:32, I believe it is. He tells us if we won't confess the Father or confess him before the world, he won't confess us before the Father. Matthew 10:32-33. He tells us that if we'll repent and be baptized, we can have our sins washed away. Acts 2:38. Are we going to listen? He tells us to live for him, not live for the world. Romans 8, we're debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye will die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you will live. Are we going to listen? Many people have failed to listen, have seen their ruin. We can choose God's not going to force it on us. But he's going to call us. He's going to say, I'm standing at the door knocking. Will you hear my voice? Will you open the door? We're about to stand and sing the song that's been chosen as a song of invitation. If there's anyone here today and you need to listen to the Lord, you hadn't been listening, you need to come to him. We can help you in obeying the gospel. If we can pray with you as an erring child of God, God stands ready and willing to receive you. And we encourage you to come while we stand, while we sing.